Our whole exploration of this question of bias began with Ira Glass, host of This American Life, when he first implored us 2 weeks ago to take on the question, does NPR have a liberal bias? He was so sure the answer would be no. Then last week, not so sure. Well, Ira, now you've heard everything that everyone else has heard, so how do you feel? Better or worse?
I do feel better. I mean, the last few weeks I've been thinking a lot, based on these conversations, about the things that conservatives say where they say, okay, when you get into an individual story, it's fair and it's objective and all that. But the question is the story selection, you know, like you tend to certain topics. And I thought if there were any bias, perhaps it would be there. The data that we just heard seems to indicate that NPR isn't different from any place else. So I come out of this feeling, this is as unbiased as I think you could hope for in a news organization.
Would you say that if you knew that what follows this is an historic look at the media coverage of the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire?
That would actually blow it for me. Yeah, is that what you're doing? Your pro-union agenda?
Afraid so. The thing that many listeners seemed to respond to was your vehemence, how you were so sure there was no bias when you came on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
This exercise we've been through the last few weeks, do you think it'll change anything that you do?
I have to say, I do think it will. I feel like talking to and exchanging emails with a bunch of our conservative listeners, I feel way more sensitive to how they are hearing things, and even things that I think often are not intended in the way that they're being taken. And I understand that although by all the numbers that you can measure it, we seem to be about as unbiased as you can be. I understand that around the edges of things, our conservative listeners get a whiff. They hear a tone. They are hearing things that make them wince. And, you know, some of those things like Michelle Norris asking, can the country afford it? I understand why the conservatives hear it the way they do. But I would ask them, can't you honestly imagine that same question coming from one of the Fox News people in the same situation or a conservative journalist or a blogger, and wouldn't it feel different to you because of who's asking it? But that said, I feel like the listeners are hearing something that's like making them wince, and I feel like we don't need to make them wince. We just don't.
Here's where I come out on this. I come out of it with a sense that we just have to do the best we can and not pay attention to the wincing. When I heard the objection to Michelle Norris's question, can the country afford to do this right now, I realized that this is a mountain that we will never reach the top of.
Yeah.
And if even consciousness of it stops us from asking an appropriate question, then it's having the wrong effect. So I think you just have to keep asking the questions and accept that some listeners will keep listening even as they wince.
Like, I would imagine that Michelle Norris would have asked the same question if she had a liberal on saying that they wanted to spend some government money on some big program. You know what I mean? Like, I understand how that made them wince and how it feeds into a feeling that they have about public radio and about Democrats and taxation. But I think it is in the eye of the beholder, that kind of thing.
Do you think that any of this will change anybody's mind?
Well, I don't think people are turning on the radio to have their minds changed. Let's just start with that. So I think the chances are probably not. But, you know, like it may, you know, nudge people a little bit. And I don't know. Like, no, actually, no. Now that I say that, the answer is no.
In a weird way, I was sort of hoping that we would determine that the news programs were biased.
Why is that?
Because then our credibility as a program would be so much higher.
You mean as the people looking into it? I mean, yes, it's good for on the media. Sure. That's great. That's great for you and your little show, for you and Bob. That's great. You guys can be the one fair-minded people in public radio. That's great.
Ira, thanks so much. It's been great having you here the last 3 weeks.
It's been great being here, and it's been fascinating seeing what you guys have come up with.
Come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.